Hi, and welcome to the first award-winning gutter of this calendar week. We've got a very, very... You can say calendar
I've never
week.
Heard the term calendar
well,
week
you can say calendar month and calendar year. Can you say calendar
well,
day?
Some calendars are different though, aren't they? So some calendars start
I'm
Sunday.
Saying calendar week.
I'm also intrigued by...
I mean, there wasn't one on
why,
Sunday, to be fair.
Why so. Would you say calendar month?
Yeah.
Why do people do that?
Yeah, like I've heard people do it, but now you've broken it down for me, you've deconstructed it. Why would people say calendar month?
Calendar year makes a lot of sense.
I mean, there's the lunar month, I suppose. Yeah. There are other categories of months, but I think
I don't think anyone's doing things in lunar month. Imagine if you walked in the office upstairs and went, right, the next episode of The Gutter will be on the 8th day of the lunar month. I think you get confusion.
By the way, I've got a picture of Rob with his picture in front of him. Portrait picture. I've just done that. That'll be... go on, let's do it again. Do the thumbs up again for me, Rob. This is all on the show, by the way. Go on.
Well, you can
clip probably, that bit.
You've probably worked out now that Neil and Phil are on the show, and you can also judge the subtext is we've got fuck all to talk about.
I think there's a lot to talk about. There's no names.
Yes. Subscribe to £1 a month or whatever. But now we can always talk about transfers. We always are. I mean, I don't think I've had a football pub conversation which didn't veer towards transfers. So I'm buggered if we're not going to be able to. But what we don't have is a plethora of names. The Reds are either keeping things very, very much under their hats, or they're doing fuck all. But this isn't just about this January. We're talking about the onwards and beyond. Here's my list of discussion topics I wanted to get stuck into. We hinted at this a bit on the last show we did about the nature of the transformative signing. We hearkened back to Virgil's signing and Alisson's signing in particular, where it was quite clear with the amount of money Liverpool were placing in those positions that we were looking to make, to use that overused phrase, transformative signings.